Now, this past weekend was the gathering. No, not the gathering of the Juggalos, because that's a separate event. This was a Juggalo weekend in St. Pete. What was it? What was it being touted as?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Juggalo weekend. It is. It is. I think it's to hold everybody over in between gatherings.
Sure. And I always have been very critical of the Juggalos. And I put together a petition of sorts to keep the city streets clean from Juggalos.
Just a horrible idea.
Terrible, insensitive idea. And I really did it kind of as a joke and kind of as a way to try to get some publicity out of it. And then I started getting tweets from people, seemingly nice people, a couple of females, asking why I hated Juggalos so much, because Juggalos, the community brought them so much joy. They had been, some of them, molested, and the Juggalos they saw as family. So it really made me second guess the petition. And then I said, well, you know what? Screw it. I'm gonna take the petition down.
Well, just so you know, none of those Juggalos out there knew you took the petition down.
Right. So they were under the impression that I was still trying to ban them from the city of St. Petersburg.
And that's exactly how we designed it.
So John went down there with some audio recording equipment and a giant Drew Garabo head and asked some people some questions. Before we get into any of this, you ate a purple hot dog?
The audio speaks for itself, but I may have enjoyed a Juggalo delicacy, if you will.
I'm going to play that audio first because I'm very intrigued that you would eat that.
Let me just set the stage a little bit. So this is the first thing that I see when I walk out of the parking garage. There is a group of people huddled over what looks like a trash can fire. And I see the fire, and it's like a Bunsen burner. And as I get closer, I see empty bottles of Faygo, and I can see them putting hot dogs into the pot. So I had an idea of what was going on, and then the audio speaks for itself from here.
So interesting, because any normal person would have come upon that scene and gotten the hell out of there immediately. But
kept on moving.
Not me.
You chose to embed yourself with the Faygo.
I will say, we've joked a lot about this, but after this experience, I will become a full-fledged, legitimate, no-jokes Juggalo supporter. Some of the best, most accepting, loving, greatest people I've ever met in my life.
No, we'll see after we hear some of these comments. So this one's called Faygo Dog.
Pardon me if I'm wrong. It appears that you are cooking hot dogs in Faygo. Is that correct? What is your recipe here?
For about 35 minutes, just under a boil. Then you pour out the Faygo and you re-Faygo them and do it for about another 30 minutes.
You pour out the Faygo and then you re-Faygo
them. I like the re-Faygo.
The re-Faygo.
I mean, that's how you get the flavor.
Re-Faygo it.
And then just let them sit there and simmer. And then you throw them on the grill, you can do them straight out of the pot.
So does it always have to be grape Faygo that you do this in?
We've done other flavors like multiple times, tried just about everything, and grape is the only thing that really holds a flavor, like really packs a punch.
Okay, what's your name?
Batman.
I'm eating.
He didn't even stutter.
Just a note of hesitation. Just Batman.
John, could you see that the hot dog was purple in the dark?
Initially, I didn't really know. No, well, it was in the pot, so I didn't know what was going on. It wasn't until it hit my bun that I knew what color the dog was.
So you could see the purple splash on your bun.
No, I could see it was all purple. It looked almost black.
A purple hot dog. What kind of fixings on this hot dog?
Just if you play it, you'll get.
It packs a punch.
Okay, what's your name?
Batman.
I'm eating my first ever real deal Faygo dog. So did it turn purple because of the purple Faygo?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh gosh, I'm kind of scared.
You want anything on it?
Is there any PCP in this or anything?
No, dude, this Faygo dog is awesome.
We've been doing it for like 9 years now, man.
9 years. 9 years of proven success.
So mustard, ketchup, onions, relish.
They offered me, but I wanted to, like a fine steak. I'm not going to put A1 on it. I preferred to really cherish the Faygo flavor.
I don't want to get disgusting.
Too late.
John, let everybody know that you were in the bathroom all weekend shortly after that.
I mean, I will say I'm not ready to fully put that all on the Faygo dog.
What else did you eat?
I ate other things, so I don't want to say.
Anything as gross as a purple hot dog?
I mean, when you look at it on paper, you might say it was the Faygo dog, but I was not feeling well for the nights after there.
Okay. Was it like brown water coming from your anus?
I mean, those were the type of things that were happening, yes.
Right, okay.
That night in the overnight was a little rough, but I wouldn't like to put it on
it's
that.
It's the purple hot dog.
Would you try it again?
Oh, absolutely, man. I'd kick it with Batman and
so
the crew.
You had to learn your lesson. Yeah.
So who else was in the Batman posse? Do you remember any of the names?
There was so many. There was a lot of people around. I don't necessarily remember any names. They were from Indiana, though.
Oh.
I was worried about sending John down there on a Friday night. Obviously, he's not getting paid very much. I thought in the back of my mind he would have a good time because those are his people. I think he was down there for 2 or 3 hours, sends me a text, "Hey, dude, I really had a great time down there."
I mean, I will tell you, they were so welcoming. I don't know how to say it other than the fact of I felt like I was hanging out with friends that I had had my whole life.
Birds of a feather. So while you were down there, Kevin, not our Kevin, but Big Kev, went down there to get audio for the Mike Calta show.
Yes.
And what happened to him?
Well, he I don't know what he ended up with as of because he went back on Saturday, but I can tell you he left that first night with near nothing because well, first of all, looking at Kevin, you can tell he's not a juggalo,
right,
or possibly even juggalo friendly.
No,
like I think he was called a hipster douchebag multiple times.
Sure, and that was before he left this building.
Yeah. So, he had a rough night the first night, and his questions were,
insulting.
I will say juggalos are kind of on high alert because I think they're programmed to think that people are making fun of them.
Sure.
So, though some of the questions definitely came off that way, and they did not react very well to it.
Right. Whereas we kind of allowed the juggalos to tee off on someone who might have started a petition.
I think that's what helped me, too, is I could really make it seem like I was with them.
Right.
Like it was us against you.
Make it seem like, as if you're not. This one's called Drew's a Dick, and I can only imagine what this audio contains.
That's the guy, or actually I got it. This is the guy that wanted to keep the juggalos out of St. Pete.
Okay.
What do you think about his face?
His face, he looks like a dick. He just, like when you see some guy and he walks in his store, he's like, "Hey, I'm going to buy some stuff here." And you're like, "Hey, that guy's a dick. I hope he doesn't come to my register."
The hell kind of thing is that to say?
That's not right.
I'm in your store to make some purchases. So why I got to be a dick? What do you mean I look like a dick?
Do you ever get that feeling when you go into a store, like the people at the register are thinking that about you?
I mean, Drew's got resting D face.
What, I have to go in like this now? Like, hey, I never really gave it much thought, but now I'm going to give thought to the way I enter an establishment.
It looks like that. So, I mean, if we were causing trouble and everything, you'd have something to say. But look at us just kicking the air, having fun. He's sitting home like, there's a radio show. Just
You know what's weird is I was sitting at home like, with my radio show.
Being a dick.
You got anything to say about this guy's face? The guy that wanted to keep the juggalos out of St. Pete?
I mean, he looks like a second-rate magician or something.
Not even like a top-tier magician like a David Blaine or a David Copperballs. A second-rate magician.
I mean, that's a good observation. Isn't it just based off your face? No. I could see why you wouldn't think that was funny.
I'm a dick, and I'm a second-rate magician.
I run that one back. I love the second-rate magician comment.
That's a pretty good analogy.
Face, the guy that wanted to keep the juggalos out of St. Pete?
I mean, he looks like a second-rate magician or something. he does look like a bootleg Tommy Dreamer. I mean, I really don't like the way he's looking at him right now. I mean, he's kind of a dick. So, yeah, he's saying like stay out of St. Pete.
Get out of my state.
But we liked Fort DeSoto today. We went and checked out stuff, and us juggalos, we got money.
You guys are some classy juggalos.
Yeah, we're good guys.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I tried to keep you out of St. Petersburg.
There's Tommy Dreamer, by the way, on the screen.
I don't look anything like that second rate.
I know, you look like a bootleg.
I look like a second rate Tommy the Dreamer. Tommy Dreamer, who is a second rate magician. So this is John Senning going down to the gathering, but the weekend of the Juggalos, asking them what they think of my stupid face with a giant blown up head as the guy who tried to keep these guys out of St. Petersburg.
That's Drew Garabo. That's the guy that wanted to keep the Juggalos out of St. Pete.
Is that Faygo Dog in your
mouth? Sorry, this was fresh after the bite of Faygo Dog. My bad. Sorry for my unprofessional nature.
Come on, man.
He's got like a baby head. He's like a giant baby.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be about me. This is about keeping the city streets of St. Petersburg safe. And I'm a baby, I'm a dick, and I'm a second-rate magician so far.
Which one hurts the most so far?
The dick one.
Does it?
Yeah. Like I'm not. So I walk into a place and people automatically think I'm a dick.
They don't want you to come to their register.
Man, I try to be as polite as possible in public situations.
It's just your face.
Hurtful.
You can't control your face.
I can't. That's why I rallied against the face being part of the category for the bikini contest, because the girls can't do anything about that. Like, they can work on their body and they can work on their personality, but my face is the one that the devil cursed me with.
I mean, this is a giant Drew Garabo face that we brought out there.
It's
that John
huge.
Brought out, yeah.
So I look like a baby, I look like a second-rate magician, and I look like a dick so far.
This guy started a petition to keep the juggalos out of St. Pete.
His face doesn't bother me.
Thank you.
His goal bothers me, and I think he's misinformed.
Okay, good.
And
maybe should do a little bit more research on the inside.
Fair.
And he can email me at www.warrenmagicman@gmail.com. And then we will have it.
Who doesn't know that you don't have to put www in front of an email address? WarrenMagic@gmail.com. Warren Magic. So he's a magician? Is he a magician or is he just part of the Jug fam?
Well, you know, there is a tie-in with Magic. You know, the Twisted, they're part of the Magic Ninja production. So I just think Magic is a common theme.
In-depth conversation. I don't even smoke marijuana.
You should.
And, I work two full-time jobs, and I work constantly. So the fact that we are a waste of society is bull. So whoever this guy is,
his name's Drew Garabo.
All right, Drew.
Thank you.
Do a little bit more research.
Yes, sir.
And don't look at the whole picture from the media standpoint. Why don't you come in and talk to us?
All right. I'm going to do that next time. So you can call me a dick, a baby, and a second-rate magician on purpose, like to my face.
Told you, I had to have thick skin for today.
I'm working on it. We've already heard the Faygo dog audio of John eating the dog that was cooked in grape soda.
So nice.
That sounds so disgusting.
I mean, just think of a nice, juicy hot dog with just a small little hint of grape.
No, I'd rather not think
of it. Like sweet and salty.
What's grosser, the Faygo dog where it's the hot dog that is boiled in grape soda or John drinking Danielle's breast milk this week?
Oh, the hot dog's way grosser.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I read a great article over the weekend on the benefits of breast milk.
Well, at least you know who the breast milk's coming from.
Right.
You can trust her. Some stranger named Batman.
Batman made you a purple hot dog. Yeah. You ate Batman's purple hot dog.
I did.
Yeah, you sure did.
It was great.
This is wonderful because Friday night, instead of going out with my friend Mike Alta, I actually allowed him, or I gave him the opportunity to get off the hook because I knew his wife was out of town and I knew he didn't want to go out with me anyway. We were trying to force it. So I said, you just do what you do. And then I thought we were going to go to Topgolf with Galvin and his kid. And my son's like, oh, I'm really not feeling that well. So I did absolutely nothing. So the guy who said he's probably sitting at home right now on a Friday night, he was 100% correct. I was doing nothing, sitting on my couch, probably making that noise like he said. Here's one called Glory Hole. I can only imagine how this one's going to go.
So that's Drew Garabo. He had the petition to keep the jugglers out of St. Pete. And you want to do what to his face?
I want to put a glory hole in his mouth.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. But I think if you were to take the blow up, you could make some money with that. Like you take the blow up head, you make a genuine glory hole out of it, and you charge people $5 a pop.
Yeah, but somebody's going to have to be on the other side of it.
Has to or gets to.
You talking Glory Hole Garabo here?
Glory Hole Garabo. It's our new promo. Put it in his face. 727-579-1025.
John, were there people in not just face paint, but full on masks out there?
There was a picture that I posted on my Twitter over the weekend. And yeah, one of the guys that I talked to and took a picture with, he did have some sort of mask on. It was like a skull wraparound bandana mask.
Look, I said many things about this group of people. I didn't see any arrests. I didn't see any fights. I didn't see any reports of violence in St. Petersburg. Am I right or am I wrong in that?
It seemed like a very normal weekend in St. Pete.
And from what I understand, you know, there were a lot of people from out of town. Like I said, Batman himself from Indiana. I talked to some people that were from Michigan, Ohio, a lot of people from the Midwest. And you have to have a certain amount of money to be able to take the weekend off, come to St. Pete, stay here. So I think it may have been legitimately the classier Juggalos.
They came down with disposable income. They spent it at local merchants, restaurants, hotels.
That didn't make them classy.
Certainly not. But the public safety concerns I had seemed to be a bit unwarranted. If you were working the event as a police officer or a security, I would love to hear from you to see if there were, like, take your average concert at Janus Live on a Friday night. Would you say there were more violence at this one? Less violence? More sexism? Less sexism? I don't know.
I doubt there was any violence, but the Juggalos definitely took over St. Petersburg because I drove by there Saturday night just to show Phoebe everything, and they were all out there.
Hey, John, did you see any of the wrestling?
I did not see any wrestling. I did come across the guy who appeared to be a wrestler, and I tried to talk to him, but he wanted nothing to do with me. So I was not lucky enough to catch any of the JCW wrestling event.
So that was going on there that night, the JCW Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
Yeah, Juggalo Championship Wrestling, yes. Yeah, okay. It was taking place there.
But you didn't get to see any of it.
Sadly, no.
Okay. Here is another piece called Goldie. I don't know what this one's
She's
all
a
about.
A very nice lady.
Oh, a lady, a female Juggalo.
Oh, absolutely.
A Juggalette.
Juggalette.
Juggalette, if you will.
Hi, what's your name?
Goldie.
Goldie, are you from right here in St. Pete?
Yes.
And you consider yourself a Juggalo?
Yeah.
What would you think is the biggest misconception about Juggalos?
That there were gang members.
And you are not a gang. What do you say to the FBI who says that you are a gang?
F*** you.
Oh.
F*** you.
Oh.
He started a petition to keep the Juggalos out of St. Pete. Mm. What are your thoughts on that man?
He could f*** my ass.
I don't
Okay, well, this is his face right here, actually. You see this guy?
She didn't say kiss.
That's the guy right there. What do you think when you look at that guy?
He looks like Klingons that aren't ass hairs when you wipe
his Oh, damn.
That was stiff.
First, I thought she meant Klingons like on Star Trek, but she didn't mean that at all. She meant dingleberries.
The Juggalos—they're very descriptive, Garabo.
They have a
you
way
have to be.
They paint with language, and the world is their campus.
Yes, they learn from the Insane Clown Posse and how to paint with their words.
And these are the classy ones, by the way.
Right, right. These are the ones with enough money to travel down here.
Right, right.
Imagine all the ones who are stuck up in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Lansing, Michigan, who can't make their way down here. What we would have gotten from them? We have more audio for you throughout the show. I'll give you one more here. It says Jesus or Juggalo, and I'm looking forward to hearing this one. What's this one all about, John?
This was a game, actually, that I would say Seth and I came up with roughly. We collaborated on it. Mm. And essentially, I think I explained what the game is in the clip.
Fantastic. Here is John once again at the Juggalo weekend this past weekend at Janus Live, where I had started a petition to ban the Juggalos from the area.
Real quickly, this is just a short, quick game. We're calling it Jesus or Juggalo. And there's these song titles, and it is either a Christian song or a ICP song, okay? For the Maggots, Juggalo or Jesus?
For the Maggots? That's ICP.
Mm-hmm. You would be correct. Next one, The Nails in Your Hand, Jesus or Juggalo?
That's Jesus.
You're very good at this. Greater Is He, Jesus or Juggalo?
That's Jesus.
My Kind of Bitch, Jesus or Juggalo?
Insane Clown Posse.
That's a good little bit. Not so challenging for the hardcore Juggalos, you can tell by the title. All right, good stuff. Well, thank you, John, for going down there and risking your life. That's very nice of you, and you did a fine job. We have more of those pieces of audio for you throughout the show as we find out what they really think about the guy who tried to get them banned.
What did you do with the $10 Drew gave you, John? Did you spend it all on parking? Did you pocket some of it?
I spent five. Well, actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, parking only cost me $1.
$1 to park your car in St. Pete?
Yeah.
Keep the $9. You did a fantastic job.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what I actually spent that other $9 on. I'd rather not say on air.
Oh, a dime bag, probably. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025 in our Big 3 at 3 next. Well, let's talk to this guy, Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey.
Hi.
Drew, how are you?
Very well,
I'm
Joe.
I'm originally from Philadelphia. We talked before. I'm the guy that had... Bismarcky at my nightclub up in Philly.
Oh, yeah, the Philly guy. Absolutely. Yeah, I remember Yins.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, actually, and my niece and my nephew drove down to see the concert. So they stayed at our house, and they went, and they said they didn't get all face-painted or anything, but they said it was very calm. Janus, they thought, was the nicest venue that they'd ever been to.
Sure. It's a nice venue. Absolutely.
It is. And they said they went into the mosh pit. They were right up front, and they went into the pit. They said it wasn't crazy, you know, a little bumping, shoving. Nobody dropped to the ground. They said it was really good. They were trying to get me to go, and I said, nah, I'm a hardcore rapper from old days, just like you are, the Sugar Hill Gang. Give me the Sugar Hill Gang, and I'm there.
Yeah, no doubt that's hardcore rap right there, the Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight. But, great.
That's the real rap, man. Oh, that's the real rap.
That is the real rap. Well, thank you. Always great to hear from you, man.
You got it, brother. Well, I'm headed down a southern trail. I'm going chicken hunting,
chopping redneck chicken necks. I ain't saying nothing to the hillbilly with my barrel. I got to give credit to Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope. They have managed to exploit/tap into a subculture of society that is willing to accept their music as
Those people had nothing before Insane Clown Posse.
Right. Like, what did they do? What did they listen to? What were they into?
You know, the thing that I've learned that I took away from a lot of people is we're just there to have fun. And in a time like now where everything is so serious and everybody hates everybody and everybody's got a problem with everybody, it really is all about just love and having fun. And it's weird and crazy, but there's nothing bad.
It sounds like love.
It sounds like a lot of love and some horrible insults. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. There were several Yelp reviews I did read of some downtown St. Pete restaurants who said that several nuts were dropped in bowls of soup and then someone went bloop.